Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex and Meghan Markle were on hand to address Whistlerites as the Invictus Games 2025 rolled into the sea to sky with day one of Skeleton. Approximately 100 participants took their first competitive reps from Maple Leaf Start at the iconic Whistler Sliding Center, WSC. The field was organized into five categories, ISK 1 through 5 Icelandic Kroner, based on athlete's weight. Chris McGowan of Canada occupies second place in the 5 Icelandic Kroner division between Richard Galpin of Great Britain, first, and Romania's Viorel Amzarescu, third. Melanie Dumas is third among 3 Icelandic Kroner contenders behind Brit Kyle Burgess and Dorian Zimmer from Germany in that order. Another Canadian, Kim Hardy, has the runner-up spot in 2 Icelandic Kroner with only Engelina Denman of the Netherlands faster than her. Sitting third is French athlete Marie-Cécile Buff. Skeleton is back at the WSC tomorrow as roughly 100 more racers make their attempts between noon and 7 p.m., after which point medals will be determined. Don't forget Tuesday's other events. Whistler Olympic Park, WOP, is slated to host cross-country skiing from 10 a.m. to noon, followed by biathlon from 12:15 to 3:30 p.m. if novice alpine skiing and snowboarding pique your interest more. Those are happening between 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Upper Fantastic on Whistler Mountain. In terms of live entertainment, music starts in Village Square with DJ Witness at 2:30 p.m., the Boom Booms at 3 p.m. and headliner 5 Alarm Funk at 4:30 p.m. More Invictus Games results are available here.